Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Why don't you just calm down?
I'm just fascinated. Right?
Sorry, just calm down, please.
He's wound up.
Yeah.
But anyway, he got wound up because we were playing records at the beginning.
Yeah, he's wound up, Oscar.
I love it.
He has a name, Mike.
Oscar, Rob is wound up today.
Thank you.
But that's
better.
Okay. I like it when Rob's wound up.
Mike is living what I think any neat freak's dream is.
What's that?
Using microfiber towels as
always?
Paper towels.
Yeah. Right? All the time, yeah.
Because I've used them for everything.
Yeah, because paper towels supposedly scratch up your screen, so you don't use paper towels.
Pretty soon he'll be like Howard Hughes, and he'll be peeing in jars.
I would get the brown lunch with the bologna sandwich.
You mean the brown bag?
Yeah, and then the brown lunch. I'm the brown lunch.
Stop.
And then the nanner. And then, if we were lucky, a Capri Sun made its way into the bag. That was like Christmas.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now.
Mike? Here's the fifth dimension to sing for you.
Oh, I tell you, last night I had a terrible dream and I didn't get to sleep at all. My doctor told me it was a nocturnal emission, Mike O'Mara's show.
Last night I didn't get to sleep at all.
Now, what else do we have here?
Okay, I like this one.
Hey, everybody, why don't you scurry down to the Cold Stone Creamery and get yourself a lovely mint chocolate chip ice cream cone, or perhaps a cup. If you don't know how to use your tongue. See, we're Rob and Mike.
Killing time.
I'm starting the clock right now. I don't care. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. We're not even starting with a formal beginning today because Oscar's in a meeting.
He is.
And Rob and I just started discussing the mamas and the papas.
And that led
to the fifth dimension.
Yeah.
And their wonderful hits. Oh, yes. Hope you've enjoyed the Charlie Warren Show. What a great afternoon we've had. Tradio coming up in a few minutes. We've got great buys for you today, including a curio that's covered with dog vomit. Thank you.
One less bell to
I don't know why we started doing this, but...
Would you accept a trade on that curio cabinet?
I'm going to say that The Fifth Dimension might be one of my favorite albums for talking up songs.
Well, they're very good. Of course.
Do you have anything else in that big suitcase over there? Oh, everybody, take this little tab and put it on your tongue and then get ready to go to Happy Land. That's right. Take a trip with the Mike O'Mara Show.
Speaking of trips, Mike.
Hey, everybody, would you like to ride in my beautiful balloon? Or would you like to have one of my beautiful... Oh, I'm sorry. That was a short intro. All right, we got to start that one again.
Okay, we'll take it again.
Hey, everybody, would you like to take a ride in my beautiful balloon? It's got a little hair on it. My apologies.
Would you like to ride in my beautiful balloon?
That's disgusting.
That is disgusting. I'm sorry. I didn't know what I was doing.
All right.
But we're just killing time. Oh, let me tell you something, Bill. I love you still on WAVA. Yeah, hi.
Which Bill is that?
Bill Clinton. I'll talk it up as Bill Clinton.
Oh,
if you
I'd
want.
Like
Same
that.
Song,
Let's take right? it from the top, please.
All right.
All right, here we go.
Welcome to the White House, dear. Going to be really glad to have you as an intern. Want to come in and help me smoke a cigar? Sorry. Old reference.
Mike,
going back
hold in my hand.
All right.
The last Fifth Dimension record.
All right, I'm ready.
All right, here we go. Mellow, mellow, mellow. Oh, it's live too.
You know. Oh boy. Heavy song, everybody. Heavy song for heavy times. Ladies and gentlemen, the fifth dimension. Oh, I'm sorry. Start it again.
From the very beginning.
All right. Cue the orchestra. Bring down the house lights. Bring the single follow spot. Put it on me. Ah, yes. You ask me how I came to be here tonight? Well, it's all thanks to you. The radio listening audience, ladies and gentlemen. That's right. It's all because of you that I do what I do. And I want to say from the bottom of my heart, thank you. God damn it, start it again. I'm sorry to do this slow part over again.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. I'd like to get a little heavy with you if I could for a second. You know, we've been through all sorts of things on the Mike O'Mara Show this year, but we're still fighting, and we're still here, and we're here for one particular reason. I hope you know what that is, and if you don't, well, let me tell you. It's all for you. That's right, all because of you, the people that listen to us every single day. Do you believe that? Well, you should, because there's no way that I'm bullshitting you. That was a swear word.
You ask me if there'll
McCoo
be
a time.
Marilyn
the zoo.
McCoo.
McCoo on the
oh,
zoo.
Okay, oh, all right, one more time. Here we go.
Same song?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. You know, I thought I'd like to take a moment here just to say thank you to the listeners of the Mike O'Mara Show, buying our fruitcakes, subscribing to our bonus content, and doing all the things you do that make you so special. Complaining about me, complaining about Rob, complaining about Oscar.
Yes.
That's okay with us because, you know, it means you care and you listen. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, this is McCoo on the zoo.
You ask me if there'll come a time when I quit.
Mike, you are the king of
Thank
the middle
you.
Of the road.
Thank you so very, very,
so
very much.
So many great middle of the road records there.
Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show for a Tuesday.
Yes. Do you want to do the standard open?
Sure. Play. Okay, Go ahead. You can start that.
Yeah, let's do the thing here.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Hello, everybody. I guess the camera's been on me the whole time, though.
Yes,
right?
So but that's
we're,
okay.
We're cool with that. But
yeah, it's fine.
Rob and Mike here. Oscar will be in a minute or two because he's he's CEOing right now.
Yeah, he's closing deals and making things happen.
Very busy day. Tuesday, very busy. As Rob found out on his drive into Washington, D.C., that it was insanely busy on the roads today because in the nation's capital, Tuesday is work day.
That's right. Not so much Monday, certainly not Friday. And Wednesday, the shine is off the apple. Tuesday is the go-to-work day.
You might have yourself a little lollygag in.
Yeah.
You know, Tuesday, you might have that Monday football blues, but doubtful.
Right.
You know, it's not Philadelphia. It's Washington, D.C. I understand it. And kudos to the Philadelphia Eagles for proving once again that they have a real football team. But anyway, we're here. And
but they also
have
the stadium that's riddled with crime, as you recall from yesterday.
It is.
You take the good, you take the bad.
Not as bad as Denver, though, which is a good thing. So, we figured Oscar's been, killing himself back and forth with the biz at Podville. So we're going to start the show a little early with him. And he doesn't even know yet because he's in CEOing. So I start today with something that I think most of you know. And I'm saying that simply because I did not know this.
Okay.
And Carla made me feel very dumb right before we came in to tape the show. Because I didn't know this, and this is something where a guy, a financial guy that I was playing golf with today, said to me, very smart gentleman, and he was about midway through the round, and he whips out a piece of fruit, and he says, you know why apes are smarter than people? I said, I don't know why. I said, well, you can see it the way they eat a banana. See, here's your banana,
right?
And human beings will wrestle with the stem up
the
here
stem
on this banana, and they'll break it, and they'll peel and do this. Whereas an ape, a minke, will simply pinch the top and then just peel it like this. You see?
Yeah, I don't like
and
that.
It's
though.
Done.
You know who taught me that?
Well, hold on. Yeah, you knew it, but
Dan O'Brien eats bananas that way.
Well, that's what I wanted to share, that it's kind of a quicker process.
But
did you know that, Mac?
I know a better way.
What?
Just break it in half, and now you can double fist a banana.
That sounded
very dirty.
Perverse.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know how you want to take it, but I mean, you can have two bananas,
but they're still
at the same time.
They're not peeled, though.
Yeah, but once you break it in half, well, you just snap it in half. And it's a much easier to
if it's,
peel
if
it off.
If it's properly ripe, it's not going to break in half. It's going to become goo.
The reason I like the idea is because I was really in the mood to eat this banana at the beginning of the show.
Is it
and
the Chiquita?
Probably,
I saw the sticker on it.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a top. You know what that is? Top shelf banana right there.
Very good product.
Yeah.
Very, very good product.
Potassium.
So I guess,
lots of potassium. You'll not leg cramp tonight.
But the world knows this. I didn't know it.
Yeah.
I swear to God, I didn't know you pinched it. And he did it in a better way than I did. I squished like the top of the banana.
Yeah.
But he did it in such a way that
it really
looked easy.
You know what I like to do? I like to go, I understand your newfound love with the bloom end, but I go to the stem end and usually take a small knife, cut, and pull.
Why do you need a utensil? That's ridiculous.
Because that's what separates us from the apes.
Yeah, you're right about that. Well, apes use tools.
Yeah, they do.
They can use tools.
But a lot of times, like if you're putting a banana on, say, a bowl of cereal, do you fancy that?
Or a bowl of soup?
Yeah.
I don't know what I'm saying.
But
day.
You're going to have a knife anyway for slicing it.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's delicious. It was really a perfectly ripe banana. I mean, it was just starting to ripen.
Yeah.
And
Carrie and I have no overlap on our banana preference, so it works out really well. She likes them almost green.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to see them yellow.
But there's no flavor.
I know. They get more.
A green banana is not a lot of flavor on
she
it.
Likes,
right?
She likes them that way, but I do know that the closer to brown they get, when they get closer to brown, Mike, they have more carbs because more stuff is converting to sugar.
So that's not good.
Well, it depends. If you want to have a high-carb diet, eat a brown banana. But I think the serious banana enthusiast would want a perfectly yellow banana with maybe just a fleck of brown. That's when I think they're ideal.
I threw it away, but that's what this one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You see it's got the little brown spots right there?
Yeah. And you know what
that's
I don't like, and they'll never be good at them, is a gas station banana.
Yeah, because they always, to me, appear to be overly preserved for some reason. They can be bright yellow, but they are hard as a rock.
Yeah, I don't, you know, I enjoy fruit like anybody does, but I don't buy gas station fruit, like an orange or an apple.
Is always,
always a red delicious apple, too.
We are probably less than a month away from the Wawa, the new Wawa, which is my wife's favorite convenience store that's opening up not 3 miles from us down here.
That's
so we're
excellent.
Very excited about that. I would buy a banana from the Wawa Food Mart. And by the way, Wawa, this is to come full circle, Wawa was the closest convenience store to 81 WYRE AM when I was a struggling baby DJ with my very first morning show. And then at the age of 24, Mac, 24, when within 2 weeks of each other, Jack Diamond, who was the operations manager,
mm-hmm.
and Chuck Dickman, who was
both
the
great
program director, but Chuck Dickman, I still talk to him today. Jack Diamond, still communicate with him today.
Yes.
Those guys bailed, quit, got out of there within 2 weeks of each other. And within 2 weeks of each other, they were gone. And I knew they were gone, and they were going to be winding down. And I think I had a conversation with Chuck, and I said, you know, Chuck, no, I don't think I asked either one of them.
Because you know what? If that happened, I think you have banana schmutz on your windscreen, by the way. On the side that faces me.
I do. That was not. Thank you.
Well, I wanted to correct the shot. That's all.
I didn't want to deal with that.
If I was in a radio station and two upper level people left that close to each other, I would suspect something rotten was up.
No, I knew why they were both leaving, and they both had opportunities.
Okay.
It was a tiny market. Annapolis was a small market.
Yeah.
It was my first morning show.
Can you do the time and tide table?
Yeah, why don't we do it over a record? I'll cue you halfway through. All right, first of all—
Do you want to go back to the fifth dimension?
Yeah, what one should we do? The Age of Aquarius.
Okay, right? I just need to bring it back up. I thought certainly we were done with them.
All right, here we go. I'm ready. I can handle it. I like doing this occasionally.
Well,
it's
I know
a lot
you
of fun.
Do, and you're good at it.
Thank you.
So you wanted, which is Age of Aquarius?
You can go right into it. I can do the whole thing.
Okay,
over, right?
Here we go. Age of Aquarius.
Hopefully I won't step on it. I hope I won't step on this. Hey, everybody. Annapolis weather, partly cloudy today. Temperatures in the mid to upper 60s. Tonight should dip down to the 50s. And then a nice sunny day tomorrow with a temperature around 65. Your AccuWeather and Tide timetable are brought to you by... Nope, I got to go back.
You almost made it. Right. Your timing was pretty good, though.
Got to be a little quicker with the forecast. Sorry, Matt. Hey, everybody. Here's your Chesapeake Bay weather. Today, cloudy. Chance of showers. It's temperature in the 60s. Going to be nice tomorrow with 65 of our high. Your AccuWeather and Tide timetable are brought to you by your official Chesapeake Bay Yacht Clubs Association station. This is W...
Oh, God damn! were so close. You were
one
so
more
close.
Time. All right.
Oscar, I hope you'll forgive us. We began without
no,
you.
No, you should. My apologies.
Yeah. All right, here we go.
All right, ready from the top?
All right.
Mike is being on WYRE.
Let's do it.
Okay, yeah, okay.
All right. Annapolis weather, cloudy tonight, chance of showers tomorrow. Sunshine breaks out with a high temperature of 65 and lots of sunshine. Your AccuWeather and Tide timetable brought to you by your official Chesapeake Bay Yacht Club's Association station. This is WYRE. Oh, I can. All right, no. I got to hit it right. Do it one more.
That was, well, Mike, that was very near.
I thought
and you know what?
The musical
damn
post.
Damn it.
No, but
really,
you see, it's
hard.
It's forgivable. If you don't step on the record, you're just.
But I want to.
I know
I
you want to be tight.
We call it, ladies and gentlemen, in DJ circles, we call it tight cueing.
All right, here we
tight
go.
Tight cueing. Hey, everybody. Annapolis weather, partly cloudy tonight, chance of a few showers, then tomorrow sunshine with a high of 65. And I hope you enjoy it. Your AccuWeather and Tide timetable are brought to you by your official Chesapeake Bay Yacht Club's Association station, WYRE.
That's
thank you.
Perfect.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank
I'm
you.
Loving it.
Thank you. And I have no. Oh, so getting back to.
Hey, can we do that. It one more time? Because I have an element I'd like to add, if possible.
Well, that's going to ruin it. It's I have barely enough time to get it in there.
Well, can
you
just do the You don't even have to do it over the music. Just do the Tide time and table thing.
Your AccuWeather and Tide timetable are brought to you by your official Chesapeake Bay Yacht Club's Association station, WYRE. And by the way, we had a jingle that said one of the greatest jingles I've ever heard on radio.
Yeah.
And it was early in my career. It was like, it went, the voice of the bay, WYRE, marine weather.
Probably bought it in 1950.
And then because it was 1981, Jack Diamond did something where it was your something something station of the year.
Mm.
And he made it because it was 81. He was a conjurer, that one.
Well, that's
he
pretty good marketing. You know, that's pretty good marketing, though.
So getting back to this, Mac, I was telling you, 24 years old, I lose my operations manager, my program director, and I decide at night at Laurel in the Willow Lake apartment.
We've been there.
That I'm sharing with one of my soon-to-be wives, short-lived.
Your first
that
wife.
I didn't know
you cohabitated with her. Oh, that never came up when we visited.
You know, that's when Mike loves, he loves hard.
I know, but when we visited the apartment and
it was his bachelor pad.
From that kitchen in that apartment, I called my mother prior to the wedding and said, I don't think I want to do this. True story.
That.
True story.
Yeah. And 30 short years later, your iPhone was stolen from that parking lot.
Full circle.
Go figure. So I walked down the hallway to Sid Abel, and I said, I can do this job. And I went from morning man. I still was a morning man. I think, well, by that time was I might have been doing afternoons. Anyway, I took the job as operations manager, hired a program director for the FM, hired a program director for the AM, and I was the I was the poobah, got the nice basement office.
Mm-hmm.
Did you nice a basement office with a view?
Basement office. Is
did
really
you
really
an
nice.
Office is something when you're that age? Jeez.
Did you use your own name when you were on mornings and afternoons?
Yeah,
okay.
I've always used my own name. I never used a radio. Nobody ever gave me one. Most disc jockeys. I was talking to that with somebody today. Most people that got radio names were given them by a program.
Yes.
And a lot of times.
O'Mara, though, is a great name.
It is. You've got a great radio
name.
Yeah,
but if you came in and your name was Virgil Fitztit, you know, a program director would probably, you know, modify your name just a little
Oscar,
bit. That's how it works.
I think you'll appreciate this. In the golden era of a top 40 station here that is still in existence, mm-hmm. WPGC, they would give disc jockeys the same name of previous disc jockeys so they wouldn't have to buy jingles again.
I didn't know that story.
Yeah.
That is abysmal.
No idea.
That's so true, though.
So cheap.
since you weren't here for it, I had to do my little sight gag. We had a banana because a friend of mine that I was in a golf cart with today said, why are monkeys smarter than people?
Uh-huh.
Said, because people will wrestle with this stem, whereas monkeys just pinch the top. And if you ever watch a monkey or a great ape, eat a banana, he will pinch the top and peel it off, and it's an easier way to peel a banana.
That's Dan O'Brien style.
Did you know that?
I did not know that.
Now I feel better because Oscar didn't know it
and
either.
And I come
and
from a tropical people.
I'm really
did you ever see bananas growing when you were a boy?
Plantains.
Well, yeah, they're different. They're related,
little,
but they're different.
Little, they're
no,
little
plantains
bushes.
Are bigger.
No, it's a little guy. It's a little
they're
guy.
Little.
No, they look like, pancakes. No, I guarantee
you. Oh, you're talking about, I think he's right. I don't know what the little bananas are called, but that's what I saw.
Okay, okay.
Mac, research if you can.
A plantain or the cartoon size one.
Yeah, they look like big brownish bananas.
Okay, well, they're super brown, but I thought they were smaller.
No, they're bigger, because I remember I had to-
And they're less sweet, right?
Yeah, you fry them. I used to have to know the produce code for plantains. I've forgotten it. Bananas were 158, though.
They are bigger. Right. Plantains are bigger than
bananas.
What
are the little babies' bananas?
Let me look that one up.
Nanners?
Give me one moment.
Can I get a nanner?
Bananettes.
To go?
Nanners.
My mom would constantly put a nanner in, not a real banana, but a nanner in my lunch brown
bag. Now, when you say not a real banana, what do you mean by that?
She would put the little baby bananas in with our bologna sandwich and oh god, but a
banana,
I had a terrible
childhood. I just ate it on the show.
It's great, but when you're little and you're trying to explain to your friends that this is a real banana and you don't know what it's called, I'm like, I thought there was a plantain.
Did she bring them from the old country or did she?
She would go to Mercado Latino and bring them home, and then she'd shove us. This is what I would get if I had lunch. I would get a bologna sandwich.
If you were given a lunch, some days
if
you
I was
given
a lunch.
Yeah, things were hard.
They weren't hard. They'd forget, and then my mom would give me $2 to figure out what I was going to do at the a la carte.
But that is hard.
Okay. That's not terrible. You're just a kid.
I guess.
So I would get the brown lunch with the bologna sandwich.
You mean the brown bag?
Yeah, then the brown lunch. I'm the brown lunch.
Stop.
And then the nanner. And then if we were lucky, a Capri Sun made its way into the bag.
Oh,
that was like Christmas.
So
usually
right
I'd
there.
Have a quarter in my little pocket that would buy not a chocolate milk because I wasn't allowed that, but the little white milk carton for a quarter.
I remember when milk was a dime.
A dime?
Yep.
That's a steal.
That is.
I'm dating myself, but it was cheaper than that for us.
But you would have to milk the cow for the milk.
it was a trade.
It was a nickel. It's 5 cents.
A nickel
five
a squeeze?
Cents for a milk. Nickel for a carton, a little carton.
Dime
and somehow I remember UNICEF along with that. UNICEF being a carton.
Oh, because they supported you.
They did. God bless them.
No, I think, you know what? They
pumped you full of hormones. That's why you're so big.
No, the milk cartons oftentimes had advertisements on them, and I bet there was a UNICEF ad on the milk carton.
Mac, you seem like a child of privilege. What did you get? Like $5 for lunch every day?
Yeah.
See?
Well, no, it was always... through grade school, it was always provided. There was no like cafeteria lunch.
What do you mean? Oh, private school.
Yeah.
Someone paid for it.
You had to bring your own lunch.
That's why I'm killing myself. That's why I'm running around banks selling golf carts.
Hold on. I think we misunderstood him. You said you had to bring your lunch because no food was provided?
Correct.
Okay, so it's not that great.
Oh, you know what? Richie in the next room over there rolls into the epic Vegas buffet every day.
Crab legs
joint.
And shrimp.
Now, Carlos had lunch with him twice this school year, and I missed the last one.
Yes.
And I want to go have lunch there because I hear it is a big deal. And it's beautiful. I've been in that cafeteria.
Oh, I bet.
It's beautiful. It's beautiful. And you know what? I'm down with that. But I think they put their money into,
yeah.
I'm glad.
Yeah.
A classroom's a classroom. You know, that's why they put them in trailers when they're space challenged. But a place to eat your lunch and prepare.
Have you been in the cafeteria?
I've been in the. I've never been there for lunch, but I've been in the cafeteria.
Here's a key question: is it a cafeteria or a cafetorium?
I don't know what that is. Cafeteria, but it's not like your average cafeteria, and it's like got a. It looks like you would be in a buffet.
Okay.
Restaurant.
Because a lot of schools will combine the auditorium with the cafeteria.
Oh, with the stage at the end of the cafeteria.
Okay, so it's cafeteria.
Yeah, that's what mine did.
Yeah. How were you fed in your Catholic days at O'Connell?
They did have a cafeteria, but I think it was like only on certain days of the week that they would.
So not Saturday or Sunday?
Wrong.
Didn't you want a little extra at one point? And one of the nuns went, no.
No, Mac is trouble. At the Catholic school, because he'd go in on Friday and ask for his steak.
Oh my God!
What?
What happened?
I thought O'Connell's tuition was like $10K. It is $20,000 a year.
Of course it is. It's expensive to keep those cases under
Jesus
wraps.
Jesus Christ!
Yeah.
I feel like I'm the only one that's shocked.
Would they provide busing?
You are.
Yes, you could.
It ain't that bad.
Really? Let me look at good council.
They did have buses. We did not. We
Catholic buses.
Yes. No, but so we never bused.
But I mean, when you talk about a Catholic school now, a modern Catholic school, and by the way, to the best of my knowledge, the bishop, whatever the bishop, I think it's Bishop Ferrat.
Yes.
Down here.
Oh, he used to play for the Redskins. Yeah.
Down Jesus. Here, Bishop Ferrat is a powerhouse, absolute football powerhouse down here.
My, you know, I spent a handful of years at Good Counsel. It's $30,000.
Wow.
Man. You know, can I say this though?
I mean, my parents didn't pay that much. I know that.
Thank you to my wife for getting back into the job force because mm-hmm.
I don't know how you do it. Like, why have kids? You can't afford them. Not you, but like anybody.
Well, Florida now, and I haven't had this on the show, Florida now leads the nation in banned books in schools.
Oh, God.
Finally getting something done.
There you go. Isn't that government working for you?
Yeah.
So salute to Carla for
thank you, Carla.
Getting the job done.
Thank you,
Not a
Carla.
Salute to Carla
no.
for taking these wherever they are. I love these. All right? I got them at Costco.
These are microfiber towels. Yeah.
I have computers, I have phones, I have watches, I have Walgreens lens cleaner, which is really like pure alcohol. I'm not a big fan of your Walgreens chain,
yeah.
but I am a fan of this lens cleaner.
Any discernible yes. odor? Like some
yeah.
of these,
yeah, like if I spray it on my arm right yeah. now, it's like alcohol. It's like you're swabbing for a
nice.
Shot.
What if you sprayed it on your arm with a twist of lime?
Why don't you just calm down?
I'm just fascinated.
Right? Just calm down, please. It. He's wound up.
Yeah.
But anyway, he got wound up because we were playing records at the beginning.
Yeah, he's wound up, Oscar.
I love it.
Has a name, Mike.
Oscar, Rob is wound up today.
Thank you.
But that's
better.
Okay. I like it when Rob's wound up. So that's what Carla, this just added to the list of things that she has an issue with. And I said, Carla did a deep clean yesterday. And I'm out there, and I'm putting my I watch TV without my specs. With my specs, I surf the computer, and many times doing both at the same time.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what it is, but she can't possibly leave them out there. I said they don't need to be washed. I use alcohol on them, and they are fine. They are not nasty.
Yes.
They're not. Please. And so I'm saying this publicly. Because sometimes I have to bring this to you.
Well,
because
she'll hear it while she's working out. She's like, okay, note to self.
I hope she pays
attention.
Think
any of
leave your towels alone.
Do you think any of those microfiber?
This has a Gribbly on it.
Well, that's fine.
It looks like chocolate.
Yeah, but at least you got it out of your nose.
That'll be great.
Mike, the microfiber towels.
That's chocolate.
Oh, God.
You just licked it. It is.
I don't know what it is.
I know melted chocolate when I see it.
Is there any chance, Mike, that the microfiber towels will find their way down to the salon, and that's why she's interested in them?
Oh, maybe she wipes down her machines.
Yeah,
that makes sense.
Yeah,
you could buy like a packet of them on through Walmart, like 100
yeah.
of them.
Yeah, and you know what, Mike?
Them.
Christmas is coming up.
I don't know about that.
By the way, your Ryobi, did he just leave?
No, he had to pick up the tally through the chocolate towel.
No, that thing needs to be washed.
Well, yeah, but you see, if he does that now, then he's giving
one
in.
Less towel.
Yeah, one less towel to launder.
Can he hear us? Is he plugged in?
No, he unplugs when he walks away.
Oh. That's what I have. I have that.
Mike has just produced
Hold
like
on,
a 30-pack.
I purchased that same item. Mike has like a rack of car buffing towels.
Wireless.
30 in a pack, maybe?
Maybe 50.
Wow.
And you can get them, free plug. Auto
I don't
trader.
Suppose it would be a challenge for me to run over to the center of guitars and grab me a wireless monitor. I think about it. Here they are, right here.
A wireless monitor?
Yeah, because so I'm always getting
Oh, yeah,
up
just
and
jack
stuff.
In. Yeah, you jack in.
You know what would be cheaper than that is an extender.
Yeah, maybe
like a
cable.
Like an extension
a
cord?
Yeah,
and then you wouldn't have to worry with batteries
too.
Or anything like that.
Yeah, that you know what? That's easy. That's easier. So here they are. This is Kirkland.
Yep, big winner.
Signature microfiber towels.
How many in a pack?
36 pieces.
Three dozen, cousin.
Look at that.
That's
and
beautiful.
I've had these for months, and they're all over the place. And I love them real good, but I want to keep them where they are. I want one in my car.
Yep.
I want one in Carla's car. I want one in my studio. I probably have two or three in the studio.
Probably have five.
And I want one next to where I sit. Where my ass stays.
You want them where you want them.
Yeah, you don't need them near the bidet, though.
God, they're wonderful.
The bidet is
though.
Taking care of business.
They're wonderful. Yeah. As a matter of fact, on my computer screen, I'm going to get a nice fresh one out.
This is so funny.
And I'm going to put it up
because
there.
Mike is living what I think any like neat freak dream is.
What's that?
Just using microfiber towels as
always?
Paper towels.
Yeah. Right? All the time. Yeah.
Because I've like, used them for everything.
Yeah. Because paper towels supposedly scratch up your screen so you don't use paper towels.
Pretty soon he'll be like Howard Hughes and he'll be peeing in jars.
Yeah.
I am
it's
sloppy,
luxuries.
But I'm not dirty. I'm sloppy, but I'm not dirty. Like,
I don't think you're sloppy. I've
you
never really seen you sloppy.
Well, I appreciate
I have.
Why? Okay, tell me why. Why?
Because you used to keep a very sloppy side of your studio. I'd clean it up every day.
And well, that's because I couldn't rate it.
That was
when
a
the
low
bell
blow.
Would sound,
low
when,
blow.
When the bell would sound,
you were out of
the
there.
Banana. Yeah. I was out of there.
Yeah,
I was
that's
out,
true.
But I don't think.
What's sloppy? Like coffees? Lunch?
I have water. I have bottles of water. That's all I would bring in.
And papers and things. I just, it wasn't tidy.
Rob is
tidy. Like, I've been to Rob's house, and it is fastidious.
He is the most fastidious of the three of us. I think I was
jealous. I said, Shannon, Rob's, no wonder he lives in his basement, and he almost drank himself to death in his basement. It is a grand basement.
Yeah,
it is a lovely
organized.
Basement.
I bet his liquor when he drank it was
like
was well organized.
Your accoutrement, your collection of treasures, which were not treasures to me, but I like
you understood my
you
love.
You displayed
yeah.
them that I felt they had value.
Thank you.
So
thank
it was
you.
In a way that I was like, man, these must be worth something.
Yeah.
They're probably worth nothing.
They're worth nothing.
But they look like they're something.
You can't put a value on sentiment.
But you got your stuff well organized, and I don't
I
have
wish
that
I had,
chip.
I wish I had that.
Oh, I wish I had that chip, too. Yeah. Especially like, with my watches.
My
I got
house
a case for them,
right
but,
now
know.
Looks like American Pickers picked through it.
Oh, I
it's
hate
horrible.
Those guys.
This
I ha-
garage
I hate
right
it.
Now,
I
if you
it.
Looked around and I panned around this garage where the studio isn't,
yes.
you would
must
be...
have done a very deep cleaning before we came down there, though, because your studio, your garage was in good shape when we
yeah,
got there.
Yeah, all those new tools.
Yeah.
Well, we had the garage
never used.
Staged
yeah.
for you guys.
Thank
and
you.
Then after the studio was built out, I moved a table over to the other side and we moved the snake in here.
Mm.
Anybody tuning Jake. Into this, like, we moved the
This is what
the
they're thinking.
I
this, this is what they're thinking. If you just joined us, America.
Yes.
Mike did not get kicked out of his house.
No.
No.
He's not living in his garage.
No, he's not.
He decided he wanted a different location other than the guest room, which makes sense mm-hmm. for his studio.
Yes.
Right.
And he slowly made his garage, which is climate controlled.
Yeah.
Fully insulated. Soundproofed. Yeah.
Beautiful in here right now.
Himself.
Yes.
Yeah. It's
you got
nice.
Your snake. You got your stuff. You got your tools.
More to come. More to come.
Your Ryobi fan video is, as far as bringing new people to the show, I was looking at the numbers this morning. Very well done.
Good.
There are people around America that watch that video that had never heard of the show. Very impressive.
That's it. That's exciting.
Yes.
And
more
sight
gags.
More you know what? I like it. It's natural.
Yeah.
I like doing it. So you can count on that happening. I think that I would love to have the gift of organization. Haven't had it my entire life, and it's frustrating. And because there are people that are, Carla
has it for work.
Carla has it for her job.
Yeah,
yeah. You
and,
know, when I got it, and when I really put it to a fine point, was when all of the tapes we had were on cartridges.
You had to,
and I had to know where they were. And
yeah,
so
it's a
you,
different world now.
Yeah, it is a very different world now.
But it's passed you by because you would in those days. We'd ask for a song, a sound, or anything like that, and you know exactly where it is.
Yeah.
Now, when we ask for something, you go into your
computer. It's hidden in his machine.
Yeah.
And it's hidden, and you can't find it.
My
but
father,
it's all there.
Now,
I know.
Right?
It's different. It's different.
My father, as a child, the closest I ever got to some sort of organization was making sure the World Book was lined up and perfectly even, and then laying out every single pan flute that our family had. to
I used to have that
for the
7 o'clock
practice. Yeah,
no, I do about
and you'd all wear the poncho.
Yeah, it was right after Brian Williams, and then we'd all come out
the
and do a concert
ponchos.
For my dad.
About
beautiful,
once every
colors.
Other week, I will go through my bookshelves and make sure the books are all faced out. I just
they weren't knit; they were out of they're made out of llama.
So it's sort of leather and fur.
Yes. Llama hair.
Yeah, llama hair.
Mm-hmm. Llama hair.
Yama.
We have to take a break.
Yama.
Yama.
lots to come on the show today. There's a scam out there you need to be aware of. You need to be aware
scam alert.
Of.
Scam alert.
D- getting packages from people. Yeah, be careful with that. We're going to warn you, and we're going to scare you, because that's our job, to increase the ratings of this program. We'll be back with the roundtable right after this. Ladies and gentlemen. Hi, I'm Mike O'Mara. What memories do you wish you could relive or pass down to your kids? Are they trapped on VHS tapes or film reels and you aren't sure where to start? We've got the perfect solution, Legacy Box. Legacy Box is the simple and safe solution for digitizing all your family's precious memories. And by going to legacybox.com/TMOS, you can enjoy 40% off when you get started with Legacy Box today. They digitize over 15 different types of analog media. So whether it's VHS tapes, Super 8mm film reels, or photo negatives, they've got you covered. After 10 years in business, Legacy Box is the world's largest digitizer. They've helped over 1 million families relive their wedding days, chaotic Christmases, and even road trips to Jellystone. Go to legacybox.com/TMOS to save 40%. Buy today. Send it in when you're ready. Go to legacybox.com/TMOS. Legacybox.com/TMOS. Release the Kraken, please.
Ah, please.
Thank you.
That almost sounds like the time and tide table noise.
Your voice of the bay, W-I-R-E, marine weather.
Hold on, foggy afternoon.
Open my thing. Yeah. A foggy day in London town.
You made me think of another great jingle, Mike.
What's that?
Reservation weather.
But as we, how many years did we go thinking that guy was legit,
and it
ended up being a racist DJ that was making fun of Native Americans. So
stop it.
Anyway, OpenAI revealed an update to ChatGPT yesterday that enables it to respond to your questions with spoken words. We'll be playing with this soon on the show.
Yes.
Get ready for it. Resulting in two-way conversations that are far more complex than the cocktail party small talk offered by Alexa and Siri. What differentiates chatty ChatGPT from existing voice assistants? ChatGPT is based on a large language model, an algorithm trained on vast amounts of data, allowing it to have a free-flowing, seemingly inexhaustible dialogue with its human prompter.
Yeah.
I am so into this right away. This sounds so cool to me, you know?
If I may, I'm sorry to step on the
story.
That's
right. It's what it's about. It's a round table, baby.
So these models, we got a preview of it when we did the live show, AI of Mike.
For example, I actually have it right here. So
thank you.
Here is Mike talking right now.
And just between you and me, I love your puns.
Okay,
Mike would never say that.
Yes,
manufactured. Mm-hmm. There's a couple of things happening here I think that we should take note, and bear with me, I'm gonna get nerdy. One, this new development from ChatGPT is phenomenal, because then you actually be able to have like what is almost like lifelike conversations. But you're still talking to a computer and a language model. The other is, in October they'll release the ability for you, Mike, to write essentially in text a description of a picture you want created, and then ChatGPT will create at least four versions of that picture at a very high resolution.
I mean, it's happening faster than we can.
So, for example, for those of you at home, let's say you're listening to this long tail in October, you can write Chad Ram Hammer New England, and then a picture will come up.
Well, that's not what Mike would write, though.
He would write somebody.
Radio's Mike O'Mara, handsome, shirtless.
Yeah, shirtless.
So,
very good.
But. A cute puppy with a bird, like it'll give you an illustration version of that, no problem. And some users right now have access to it, so you'll be able to see examples of it within the next few days. The other Apple. Mm-hmm. Apple now has a feature within the latest iOS 17 that just got released that allows for people to, it takes about an hour and a half to train Apple to learn your voice. You may be wondering, why would you want this? Those suffering from ALS, those suffering from debilitating diseases that within just a matter of years or, you know, months, depending on their diagnosis, are going to lose their voice.
So it can simulate the voice.
To be able to text, and then their voice will be simulated a very high degree back to their loved ones. So imagine you lose the ability to speak, but you'll be able to type.
This
and
might
then
sound morbid to you, but the idea of, because I'm thinking three steps down the road with this, that you will ultimately, after training your voice, you will probably be able to dictate your philosophies of life,
yes,
and the way you feel about it. And then later on,
or
my son,
oh,
it almost makes me emotional to talk about that he would be able to go into a computer program and say, what would my dad think about this?
Yeah.
This
That's
is
right
like,
around the
this
corner.
This is like Star Wars stuff. I never
this
thought we'd see this
right
in my lifetime.
Yeah. Well, now, you can do it now. You can,
you can do it now.
And look, this is that's the case study for someone that is ill.
Yeah.
Or
yeah,
that's going to lose their voice. But Mike, you're right. If
yeah,
if little Michael wanted, let's say, you know, he's thinking of getting married, and then you can give him your philosophy on marriage.
Well, it doesn't take a lot of AI to say don't do it.
Let's move on. Meanwhile, digital assistants like Alexa and Siri have only been programmed with responses to a narrow set of questions, which drives me nuts,
yeah,
by the way. Amazon and Apple are racing to infuse large language models into their products, but OpenAI beat them to the punch.
Yes.
ChatGPT has another edge on competition because its voices, five in total, sound much more like people than existing digital assistants, which are very clearly robots. I asked Oster about this last week, and it was when I was watching these narrations on videos
yeah,
online, and Oscar said they're most of them are AI,
yeah,
and they're tedious. When can you start using this? The voice feature is rolling out to ChatGPT Plus customers in the next 2 weeks. $20 a month gets you the whole
We've
shebang.
Got the Plus accounts here at work.
Yeah.
We'll share them with you.
Mm-hmm. It's amazing. It really, really is amazing. So good luck with all that and the technology, and we'll see what happens. Ball on the floor. Brian Cox, who played media titan Logan Roy on the hit HBO series, is not a fan of real-life mogul Rupert Murdoch. Not a big fan.
Really?
Well, Rupert Murdoch, of course, last week announced that he's stepping down from Fox, and he's officially putting his eldest son, Lachlan, in charge. I just hear that, and I think
it's
Succession.
I thought it was Rupert W. Murdoch.
No,
because they were all angling for that job.
Exactly.
Right. Right. He's putting his son. Who was the little one played by Kieran Culkin? Which one was he? I'm trying
Roman.
To think. Roman. He's putting his son Roman in charge.
Pervert. Roman.
Cox went, that's Brian Cox, went on the BBC to rip Rupert Murdoch. The actor pointed out that unlike his Succession character, who is entirely self-made, Murdoch inherited his father's Australian effing newspaper.
True.
So he's not a self-made man. There he is right
But
now.
It's a little beyond comparing your character to a real life person.
What?
But it's fun.
It is fun.
What yeah, we you know. Learned from Succession, outside of, you know, the drama,
yeah,
was that it is a fact that some people's success and fortune is a curse.
Yeah.
And it is it's put upon them, and they would rather not feel the pressure of that.
Yeah.
Of, I guess not those expectations, but that power.
Well, and you've got, there's Rupert Murdoch. You've got another TV program on Apple Plus that has The Morning Show, which is exactly the same. These
yes,
tortured souls that, you know, want it, and some of them want it and then get it and then think that they could do whatever they want with it and they can't.
I just started it. You're absolutely
you know
right.
What?
It's compelling.
It's
we
so
knock
good
them
this
right
season,
down.
Yeah.
We love to knock people down mm-hmm, as well as
yeah,
build them up. You know, I... It's a strange thing, but it's the way we roll, and it's the human condition. So I have no idea, you know, what's going to happen over at Fox, but there are a lot of people that think that that network has changed the world and not necessarily always in
yes,
a great
yes,
way.
Yes, that's so you know? True.
Really
agreed.
Scary. On a weekend where the Dolphins cremated the Broncos 70-20, the only thing the sports world could talk about was Taylor Swift being at Arrowhead Stadium to watch her supposed
yes,
boyfriend Travis Kelce play. This is now hitting, you know, a story's got legs when Tuesday after the Sunday game is when the pictures start to really pour in.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, it, you know, it's Taylor Swift with mom, Taylor Swift up in the
were
Travis
you watching
Kelce
that
suite.
Game?
I did not watch that
oh,
game. No.
So
I,
let me just give you some context of what we saw. And we were here Sundays. We have the pleasure of producing for ESPN and
mm-hmm,
the entire production team's here watching the games.
Mm-hmm.
And you could tell who in the room were Swifties and who wasn't. I'm not a Swiftie, but I I respect the power and the presence and the charisma and work ethic of Taylor Swift. And yep. when she came on after he scored that, well, initially early in the game, rooting for the Chiefs in the box with the mom, like not a neary soul mentioned anything about it except for me. And that's how you know that I am a pop culture guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I said, I would love to see Travis Kelce's following on social prior to this being exposed, because it's probably going to 5X his following.
Of course.
Because now you've got a massive fan.
The Travis Kelce jersey exploded.
Yeah.
Yes.
In popularity after this, this came out.
The it's other amazing. Side is this, and I'm getting a lot of this, and Mike, you might be getting to this, so I'm sorry for jumping in too early.
That's all right.
My TikTok feed is full of women trolling their husbands and boyfriends saying, man, isn't that guy Travis Kelce so lucky? Nobody knew who he was before until Taylor Swift started dating him, and now he's a superstar. And you see guys like kind of not paying attention off to the side, and they're like, excuse me? They're like, yeah, this Kelce guy. They're like the two-time Super Bowl winner, one of the best tight ends in the NFL. They get so upset. So upset.
Yeah, speaking of to women, even I knew who he was.
Yeah.
And I don't even I'm not even a sports guy. So you're wrong, ladies. Wrong.
Well, because it's Taylor Swift, you got everybody weighing in. And a Native American activist named Rhonda Lavaldo is hoping that Taylor might help her to get the Chiefs to abandon some of their more troubling traditions.
Come on.
Like the tomahawk chop. And maybe even the team name. Look, it's up to the team itself to get rid of that. And by the way, it is a stereotype of Native Americans, and it is as egregious as any of them, but it's not effing Taylor Swift's job to waltz in because she's famous. What the hell are you
saying?
Doesn't
she have a magic wand? Can't she fix it?
It's crazy.
I thought we were going to talk about, you know, Travis Kelce possibly using his ding dong as a batting ram to find love. Not who was going to be canceled next.
Did you see them leaving the stadium when he was wearing his pajamas?
And he was, by the way, that entire outfit was called 1989. So look deeper into that, you Swifties. Yes, I did a deep dive.
What is 1989?
It's one of her albums.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
The outfit is called 1989?
The jumpsuit was called 1989 from this one, you know, a hip brand that I'm not aware of, but I saw that.
Okay.
And then the way
he looked ridiculous.
The way they drove away in that car.
Convertible.
Was so like, man, if this isn't fake, like, I'm rooting for them.
I am too. I'd like to see him divide the eye because everybody's going to go.
Well, she's a pop star and he's a beefcake. Who doesn't want that?
Yeah.
Yep. I think that it would be just like those two. You got two phenomenal overachievers.
This is better than Jessica Simpson and Tony Romo.
Oh, it is 100% better.
Better than Carrie Underwood and Tony Romo.
Yes.
I did enjoy the statistic that Taylor has played in more stadiums than he has.
Yes. Better than, let me just say this, better than Giselle and Tom Brady.
Yes.
This seems like, this is like
lightning in a bottle?
Not lightning in a bottle, but it's like, think about it, Mike. We all wished we were athletic. We all wished that the most popular girl in school came and watched us perform at a high level, let alone score a touchdown in front of a stadium. There's no equalizer to that.
That's true, but just remember one thing, Austin.
Yes.
No matter how pretty and famous the person, let's move on right now.
Mike, breaking news whenever it feels like breaking.
Is this sad or good news?
It's sad.
Why are you going to make us sad? We're having a great time talking about someone's ding-dong.
But this is
somebody
huge.
That died? Did somebody die?
It's a big one, though.
All right, Dr. Death, go ahead. Lay it on us.
Brooks Robinson has passed at age 86.
Okay. All right, well, I wonder, 86, he was a legend.
Gallows.
Yeah.
I mean, really, for all the ball.
Yes. I love
seeing that is worthy of interruption.
Yes, it was.
That is worthy of interruption and legendary third baseman for the Baltimore Orioles and 86 years old.
Yes, they called him
he was older.
They called him the human vacuum cleaner.
Because he was so great at third base. Yeah. Wonderful. And that's terrific. And Rob is obsessed with death. Moving right along now, Martin Scorsese is whining about comic book movies again. He says theaters have to step up and save cinema by championing movies that can move audiences emotionally. Interestingly, he mentions Oppenheimer director Christopher Nolan as a potential savior.
Oh.
Even though he made his name with the Batman trilogy with Christian Bale. Scorsese, and I respect Martin Scorsese, and I agree with him when it comes to this issue. He says, quote, "We have to fight back stronger. It's got to come from the grassroots level. It's got to come from the filmmakers themselves. Hit them from all sides and don't give up. Let's see what you got. Go out there and do it. Go reinvent. Don't complain about it. At least Scorsese's not just sitting in there complaining. He has a new movie coming out next month called Killers of the Flower Moon, starring DiCaprio. And it looks really, really good.
But the thing
really
is, the movies he's describing are easily watched and enjoyed at home on your 46-inch screen.
Oppenheimer was overrated and is overrated.
I agree. I agree with that. I agree with that, too. But I'm saying to you, I love a movie. Revenant is a movie with a story.
Yeah.
And it's that I am tired of paying. There are trailers that come on when we're sitting there watching Equalizer 3, which is as fluffy as it gets for me.
Mm-hmm.
That's as action-adventure-y as I go. And the trailers come on, and I'm like, well, there's another painted movie.
Yeah.
And I tire of it. Dialogue.
I actually disagree. I think if Marty took his... He took his filmmaking...
Marty Scorsese, Rob.
His filmmaking skills and learned how to use an iPhone and a computer, he'd know exactly the power of what's possible.
He'd yell at a computer.
How dare you? And now, finally... Have you ever accidentally sent someone a photo meant for your eyes only? A 27-year-old guy asked Reddit for advice over the weekend after he accidentally sent a nude photo of his wife to his entire family and hers. They just got married and were on their honeymoon. He shared a bunch of pics from the trip, including some of her topless in a hot tub. Luckily, it wasn't that bad. Her back was turned, so you couldn't see anything. Then what does it matter?
Yeah.
I don't know.
It was still racy, though, they say.
Racy?
How do you feel about sharing a sexy pic of your wife with your friends? I never felt comfortable doing that.
No.
I kind of do it.
No, right? But what you share with us is more like maybe something in lingerie.
Yeah.
I have been telling my wife for the last 3 years, honey, I'd like to keep up with some of the guys that I play golf with. Please get that OnlyFans account and get it started as soon as possible. Guess, like, okay,
maybe, yeah, but Oscar's talking about letting him see it for free.
I'm saying for free.
Oh, no. Got to pay for it.
Like, could you ever, I don't recall a time, maybe with like ex-girlfriends, but never with like my wife.
No. As a matter of fact, I even had to ask Carrie to stop showing those pictures of me.
Man, oh man.
Yeah.
There's one thing you wouldn't know about Rob unless you saw those pictures.
Yeah.
Good Lord.
Password is boxer briefs.
Oh, my God. All right, Secretariat. By the way.
If only.
Can't wait to watch that show tonight on Max. It's on tonight. Yay. I'll be watching.
The Mike Show?
Yeah, the Mike Show. Mike and Naked. We'll take a break. Come back with something right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. Whoa. Welcome back to our show, even though we just said goodbye. Are you looking for a new way to transition from on to off after the workday that won't leave you with a hangover or feeling groggy in the morning? Enter Dadgrass, the federally legal CBD joints that feel like having a glass or two of wine, but not the whole bottle. Dadgrass, legal, organic, smokable hemp that relaxes your body, mellows your mind. It's 100% organic pre-rolled joints. They're very low in THC and they are high in CBD, so you can enjoy the effects of cannabis while keeping a clear head. And if you're not looking to toke, they've got the greatest tinctures and gummies on the market. I love the gummies. They taste good, too.
Yes.
All the mellow goodness, no smoke required, and they leave you in a euphoric mood. All Dadgrass products are federally legal for ages 18 and over, and it ships right to your door anywhere in the U.S. Plus, it's TSA approved right now. Dadgrass is offering our listeners 20% off their first order when you go to dadgrass.com/TMOS. Go to dadgrass.com/TMOS for 20% off your first order. That's dadgrass.com/TMOS. Welcome back to the show. We said we would scare you. We said we would warn you, ladies and gentlemen. And here it is. LinkedIn. Do you get on LinkedIn?
Scam alert. If you're on LinkedIn, make sure that you connect with all of us here on the show.
Right.
Please do.
I know you're on LinkedIn, Mike. I've seen you.
I am. Yes, I am.
Rob, you live on it. You live on it.
I love it.
It's the greatest.
Don't make the mistake your old buddy, your pal, Oscar Fantana did, as this is, and this is what I beg my mom and I beg my dad to just pay attention to what they're doing when they're doing things on their phone.
Right.
Or on the computer. I received an invitation to participate in a LinkedIn preview for new features. So it made it seem like it was exclusive. And I said, I'm into being exclusive. I'm into finding out new features of LinkedIn.
And LinkedIn is a fun website. And if they're adding some new stuff, it's going to be fun.
I don't linger on it.
This guy's lying.
I don't linger on it. Oh, okay. You were BSing. You're not on it.
I enjoy it.
No, I am on it. It's a good way to connect. I just don't care for it.
Figure out what, like, you know, who, especially for business. And I start filling it out as I'm on a conference call. And I was like, because it was just, this conference call was dragging. And I said, wait a second. This LinkedIn has a dot, like, not a dot RU, but a dot, like, something weird to it.
Oh, a mysterious thing, yeah.
It's like going to Romania, maybe.
And I said,
LinkedIn.
Well, I've gone this far with the questions. Let's just see where it takes me. And at the end, it says, now to, you know, enroll inside this this soup, a cauldron of mischief, to give us your LinkedIn login and credentials.
Oh, okay. God.
Yeah.
How long did it take to you before you got that?
It took me 15 minutes to get there. And if I was a rube, which I was, even starting it,
yeah,
like I'm writing like thoughtful notes in the boxes. I'm like, they're going to really get my opinion. And I sat there and I was like, I need, like, it can happen to the best of us.
Mm-hmm.
And this was so sophisticated that I started going back through even the headline email.
They found the lure. They're cast in water, and they got you like that particular fly when they're fly fishing. You like that fly.
But this is how nefarious it was. They had a link, a mirrored link to the chief data officer to LinkedIn in the signature.
Oh, wow.
And when I clicked through it, it took me to what was what looked like a slightly off static page style wise,
right?
To what that gentleman actually has on LinkedIn. So they were mirroring what he had written. So it looks like it's coming from him.
So that's what kept you going. And
I
then
I was like, this is crazy.
When you get to that point where you realize that you're being scammed, when you get there, do you freak out thinking, did I give them anything?
Or I wanted.
Have I been on too long? You know, that type of thing.
The only time this hasn't happened to me in a while, because usually I'm the one pointing things out and laughing that people fall for this. I would have been uncomfortable if I would have logged in with my credentials.
Mm-hmm.
This was a long con to get me to give me, because by the time you're 15 minutes into a server, you're like, Jesus Christ, just
can
get me into this.
Right?
They're mining for data. That's what they're doing.
But then that gives you access to other accounts that are linked to that platform. Mm-hmm.
They'll be able to get everything you have.
And for me, who I thought was pretty effing vigilant, I realized that's how they get you. But then on top of that, I don't know if you guys talked about this last week, the MGM meltdown.
We mentioned it, right? We had it briefly. Yeah.
So, and that data breach, and that essentially MGM still crawling out of what will be one of their busiest seasons coming up to get ready for that with the F1 races. But right now, as of even yesterday, they're still like getting people into their rooms by hand.
Yeah. The old days.
And, you know, it's the casino has issues as well, but nothing compares to the check-in process that is, you know, we've all been to Vegas, that can be tedious in Vegas under the best of circumstances.
When you have a reservation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you build a 5,000 room hotel, you're going to have a problem in the lobby anyway, but that's insane.
They were hacked by the phone call. Someone calling, your IT service and pretending to do something, and then just logging them through a link, and then they gave them the back door.
Is that the reason? Did you work on that, Rob? Is that why your muscles are so sore?
No. It's a different reason, Mike.
Do you feel like your information's out there in the ether now? Because
1,000%.
Okay.
With what I just got done doing, I was looking into home equity lines of credit.
Got it.
If you don't think my crap is floating around out there in some Transylvania footlocker, where it's like, get this stuff. Yes, sorry. I get calls from Loan Depot every 15 minutes. And I block the numbers. I have called, I've answered, and said, please stop calling, and I'm still getting
it. Give it a month.
Because they're so, so aggressive. But Rob, the reason I wanted to pivot on this is because Rob has been talking, Oscar, has it been, you were away, I don't know how long you've been talking, wanting to talk about your muscles being sore.
Just yesterday.
Yeah,
2 days. It was just yesterday. Yeah. It happened over the weekend. And, you know, it's a story of some length. We probably should break before we get to it. But I will say this. It has to do with me trying to make Carrie happy on her birthday and a dog taking advantage of me.
Oh.
All right. Well, you're running the time, so we need to break here.
Yeah, we should break here.
Okay, let's break here. We'll come back with Rob's muscles sore, and be careful because if they find what you like, Oscar likes networking.
Yep.
He likes getting in that business thing. They found
your
his
classic
hell.
Honeypot.
Right. With me.
I hate that phrase.
You know, with me, it was much more simple. It was swinging seniors, and I almost gave it up, all of it. We'll be right back.
Old fart, young tart.
Stop it!
Ah! I like that. Hey, there's a touch of fall in the air.
Yes.
I just saw that Taylor Swift dumped Travis Kelce and is now hooking up with a pumpkin spice latte.
Damn.
Hot. But it's nearly autumn, and even in the fall sun, you can still burn up like a matchstick. Beware, you need Dermglow. They've got the scoop on SunGuard. And she's got the repair bar.
Yeah, she's got different toners.
And but SunGuard I use every day, and it's the most epic sunscreen in town. Let me tell you why I like it so much. I like it because in the morning, I use all her wonderful products, especially the repair bar. Every single day, I use that. I jump out of the shower, I get myself ready, and the last thing I do before I leave the boudoir is I slather on that SunGuard. And by the way, I'm out in the sun 3, 4, 5, 6 hours a day, and sometimes more if I'm out there playing golf and then I go to a football game or I'm watching my kid out there in the sun. And I'm talking about one application of it. One. And I'm Irish. I don't know whether you noticed about it. Hey, our skin burns off like the surface of the sun is baking us. It doesn't matter. SunGuard is the best, and it's like cold cream. You put it on your forehead, put a little on my side here, a little on the nose, then I rub the arms, and then I am good to go, and really doesn't have much of a smell at all, you know, or, oh, that's me. Anyway, it's the most epic sunscreen in town. Dermglow's got the whole kit for your skin's A-game. Swing by in person, hop on a virtual skin consultation. Trust me, it's wonderful. Lightning-fast shipping, global delivery, and afterpay for your ease. Can't make up your mind? Opt for an e-gift card. And be sure to tell them that actress Holland Taylor sent you. She plays the sizzling Sybil Richards. He got me. He finally effing got me. She plays the sizzling Sybil Richards on the Apple Plus TV program, The Morning Show. You just started it?
Yeah,
you're going to get that joke late, and you're going to laugh your ass off.
Yeah, it's pretty good. It is.
You won't reveal what procedure Holland had at Dermglow, but let's just say she enjoyed her trip to Brazil. Woohoo. Oh, God. All right, so, you know, how would you describe the state of your muscle mass? How
it's almost non-existent. I have no core strength at all. And when I lost a lot of weight, and although I've put a lot of it back on, I lost a lot of muscle mass. And so I'm not a strong guy. But growing up, and really I never worked out towards it, but I was solid enough. I could pick up heavy stuff. Okay? So that's good.
Okay.
You did that
when you were working on the farm.
Yeah, well, I mean, like, moving a bushel of tomatoes is not easy.
I mean, you work for a furniture store.
You move furniture. I was a big guy.
I feel you.
So Saturday was Carrie's birthday. She turned 55.
Happy birthday, Carrie. 55. Double nickels. Happy birthday.
As beautiful as ever, and I love her dearly. She's my best girl. Mm-hmm. And she had a busy day planned. She had to get her nails done. Both types, all 20 nails were done. And she's also doing some pet sitting where she has to go around and visit dogs. We have an in-house dog.
A pedicure for the pet sitter.
Exactly. Oh, nice. Very nice, Mike. I'm sending you a picture right now. I texted it to both of you of the dog that we are in-house sitting right now. We know the lady very well.
Now, when you say in-house, you go over there.
No. The dog is living with us
right now. I'm over here
now. Dog comes to you.
And I love this dog. His name is Sebastian. And you can see him in comparison to size to Linus.
He's huge.
He is a big dog. Mostly some sort of yellow retriever or a golden. He's not a purebred. He was a rescue.
Kind of looks like the back of him looks like that dog you had that you...
Oh, Luna.
Luna,
yeah.
Right?
Moon. Yeah.
But similar
this
size.
One, this is a big dog. I probably put him at 90 to 95
easy,
pounds.
Easy.
And his name is Sebastian, and with all the love of my heart, I call him Dummy because he's the stupidest dog I've ever met. But he's so sweet. Big and powerful.
That's sweet.
He doesn't snarl. He doesn't growl. He barks when Linus is barking, but that's it. He's just a happy, dumb dog, and I love him. And so I said to Carrie, if you got all this stuff to do, I'll walk our dogs today so you don't have to worry about it. The part of your birthday miracle. And so I said, so it gets
you're
to-
You're a giver.
Yeah, true love.
Well, there was other gifts too, yeah, but I was trying to help
like
her out.
You're like something sweet, something nice.
So I'm walking them. I can't walk them together. Because walking two dogs is hard anyway, and then the leashes get tangled, and also they're strong. So I walk Linus first. I said, Linus, and I talked to them all through this. I said, Linus, we're going to walk you first. And he tilts his head. I said, we're going to get your leash, tilts his head the other way. I said, and you're going to go first because you're the king of this house.
Like a 15-minute guy or like a quick roundabout poop pee?
Probably, it's a poop pee 10-minute.
Okay, not bad.
So
That's a good one.
I leash him up. And as soon as the leash comes out, Dummy, Sebastian, thinks, I'm going for a walk too.
Yeah.
And he goes down and they are pressing their heads against the front door trying to get out. And I keep saying, Sebastian, you can't do this yet. And I'm pulling really hard to try to get just Linus
strong
out
dog,
the
yeah.
door. And at one point, Linus gets out and I shut the door to stop Sebastian from going out. And I realize right now Linus is on a leash. And the leash is inside, and he's just sitting on the porch unattended. So if someone were to drive
Shut
by.
Fuck this is.
So I finally
I thought you were going to say it was going to be a scene like that in A Christmas Story where, the ear is stuck in the
stuck,
door.
No,
or
he's
like that.
Fine. And I finally get a treat, and I throw it. And
yeah,
so,
some distraction.
Yeah, and then I get out the door, and I walk Linus. Linus is a perfect prince. He is such a good dog. We go down at the end of our street. There's like a big roundabout where people can park and turn around, and that's
a
got
cul-de-sac. That's called a cul-de-sac.
Exactly, a cul-de-sac, and in the middle of it is a veranda where people can sit and usually smoke cigarettes, it seems,
and dig.
Classy.
Yeah, so we go around that, and then if the cul-de-sac is a clock, at about 1 o'clock is the dog poop station.
Okay,
and there's a bag where you can dispose your
that's
poop
nice
bags.
That you do that in the neighborhood.
And
that's
then
nice.
They also
wish we had that here.
There's a bag dispenser, and Linus goes and he does his normal walk, and we end up there by the poop station, and he poops, and he's great. And I pick it up and I put it in the trash can, and we go back, and he's prancing. He always has energy after he takes a poop, and then I get Sebastian. Linus doesn't try to get out. Sebastian's ready to go. So
time to go.
During Linus's walk, it started to sprinkle. Not much, but we've been battling rain for a few days here. So the grass is thoroughly wet. Mm-hmm. But I said, this is no big deal. And I say to him, I say, Sebastian, and 9 times out of 10, he doesn't even recognize his name. I say, we're not going to do a lot of grass stuff today. We're going to stay on the sidewalks because it's wet. I'm going to be on the sidewalk. And we go out and we do the same route.
Yeah.
And we get to the poop station, and he does roughly 5 times what Linus does, and I pick it up, bag it.
Dinosaur
so
poop.
So one thing about big dogs that would freak me out, like all that poop.
Sometimes they're more regular than we are.
Yeah.
So
well, I get jealous. Twice today. Beautiful. Man. Beautiful. He picked it up like a Lincoln log.
And
it was
no more order than a hot biscuit.
Hot biscuit, yep.
So now I need to give you a little bit of the topography just so the next part makes sense. Where the poop station is, it's at the top of a hill. Now, the hill is a grass hill, and it goes down at a perfect 45-degree angle, and it's probably 25, 30 feet of a hill, and at the bottom of it is a tree line, and then there's more houses. The grass is thoroughly wet. I said, that's fine. I don't need to do that. He does his business. I've got it in the bag. I'm headed towards the poop station, and Sebastian stops, and his ears go up.
Uh-oh.
And I say, buddy, we're not going to do anything like this today. We got to go back home. At that moment, he takes off straight down the hill. I've got the leash locked. And so help me God, he pulls me off my feet and I land on the hill on my stomach. So I'm not even just falling straight down.
That's a great video.
I'm falling more than straight down.
Yeah, no, you're falling down.
And so I'm on
the
wet grass.
Yeah, he's dragging.
Yeah. And then, Mike, just like... just like it's in Raiders of the Lost Ark, the dog drags me all the way down the hill. And at this point, all I'm thinking of is, I'm going to be so sore tomorrow because I'm on my stomach. And he gets to the bottom of the hill. Picture, if you will, me. Oh, by the way, I don't know where the bag of dog poop went. Oh. It went into the sky.
Flew out of your hand.
Yeah. Now, the very fact that I wasn't dragged through number two is amazing.
That's what I was going to ask.
Where every dog in the world poops.
Oh,
is right
God.
There. I made it. But now I'm at the bottom of the hill. My face is facing down. My feet are way above my head. I'm laying there. I've got my Birkenstocks on, and the grass is wet. I can't get traction. So I'm just laying there, and I figure all
Sexy
I can do.
Mother Apple.
All I can do is roll. That's how I roll.
Oh, no.
So I'm just like.
Do you still have a handle on the
Where's
dog?
The dog?
Never let go of the dog. Still
Atta
got the dog.
Boy.
And he's looking
Atta
at me
boy.
Like, what happened? And
That's
so
awesome.
I get up, and I am mud and grass and
what time
everywhere.
Is it?
This is like 1:30,
oh,
2 o'clock
no.
in the afternoon.
Middle of the day.
I look around. No one apparently saw me do it.
Oh, I'm sure people did.
Yeah.
They're too embarrassed for you.
So yeah. I walk home.
They're just going back into their living rooms, chuckling, sipping their coffee.
It's that disc jockey again. Hey. So I go home.
There he is. I think he's infirmed.
He's covered in grass. And I get the dog in, and I'm just seething mad. And I look
you
in a mirror.
You can't blame the dog,
you
though.
You can't. I look
do you
in
ever,
the mirror.
Do you ever find out what got into him, what he looked for?
I have no idea. Have no
rabbit.
Idea.
Rabbit.
But
rabbit.
I looked. It could have been a rabbit. We have a lot of them in our neighborhood. Mike, I literally have mud and grass in my beard.
Mm.
That's how fast I was pulled down the hill. So I go up and I take a shower again, have to put on all new clothes. I have grass. I was wearing shorts. I had grass ground into my shins. I had to scrub out. I go to tell Carrie and I said, you know what? This is going to be such a great birthday gift for her for several reasons. She likes when I do stupid things.
Yeah,
she likes when I fail.
You'll give her a laugh. You'll
yeah.
give her a laugh.
And also, she'll be proud that I didn't let the dog go.
Yes.
And so I go to her and I give her her presents and they're very well received and all is well. And I said, now, I want you to know that when I walked the dogs today, I was at the top of the hill and Sebastian pulled and dragged me down the entire length of the hill. He saw something and I never let go. And she said, well, that must have hurt and got you all dirty. I said, yeah. She says, you're so dumb. Why didn't you let go of the leash? And not the reaction I was looking
it's
for.
It's got to be painful
yeah.
to hear.
Yeah. yeah. And so.
Does he run away? Would he run away?
No,
possibly,
I don't think
right?
so. But I mean, the notion is to hold on to it, right?
I don't think you're dumb. I think you're clumsy, but also. You know, I think that would happen to any of us. If you're wearing flip-flops on a hill, on a rainy hill, that's what happens.
It's not a matter of being clumsy because of the amount of force that was pulled. I left my feet.
Yeah.
And
you know what
yes,
I saw online?
What's that?
Pierce Brosnan likes Birkenstocks too.
See?
So, I mean, I think Birkenstocks are going public as a company.
Yeah.
So they get the last
very,
laugh.
Very popular. But his are nice. They showed a picture of his and they look brand new. Not like your... You know, bacteria factories that
Mike,
you put
I
on
have,
your feet.
I have two new pairs right now.
Are you wearing them now?
I'm not. I've never.
You're not
worn,
allowed to wear them at work.
I've
right?
never worn no. a pair of Birkenstocks to this office.
OSHA
space.
Does not allow us to.
Yeah. But I have a brand. I had to clean them, but they're still lovely. I have a blue suede pair and a new buck pair that both look brand new.
So. Very nice.
But
very
anyway,
clever. Very clever. Say
I'm
hi
less
to
sore today.
For me. Okay.
So I'm less sore today, but
that's good. That's
the
good.
Fact that I was dragged by a dog.
Mm-hmm.
That's. That's a capper for a day right there.
Yeah, that's a, you know, and sore, still sore?
A little bit, in the shoulders right. and the lower back.
Yeah. There's a gym downstairs. You can start building up again.
Yeah. And then I can take care of that dog.
He is a gifted athlete, ladies and gentlemen. And Sebastian,
I am as God made me.
I am impressed that you held on to the leash. I think that was fantastic.
Yeah. And thank you for not calling me dumb, as my wife did.
Thank you. We'll take a break. And when we come back, we've got you again.
Yes,
it's,
too much
it's all
me.
Rob all the time. No, that's all right. People love you. The flip side coming up next. Let's talk about Chime, shall we?
Yes.
Chime time.
Credit scores might not seem like a big deal, but low or no credit can jam up your financial dreams. That's where Chime sweeps in. They have secured Credit Builder Visa credit cards. Millions trust them to power up their credit scores, safely boost your score with everyday buys and prompt payments. No annual fees and no credit check to begin. Plus, no minimum balance or overdraft fees. This is your passport to all Visa accepted spots, all while bolstering your credit with your own funds. Level up your credit game and do it with Chime. Seize your financial future. Start building up your credit right now. Open a Chime checking account with at least $200 qualifying direct deposit to get started. Get started at Chime.com/TMOS. That's Chime.com/TMOS. The Chime Credit Builder Visa credit card is issued by Stride Bank N.A., member FDIC. Chime checking account and $200 qualifying direct deposit required to apply. Out-of-network ATM withdrawal fees may apply. On-time payment history may have a positive impact on your credit score. Late payment may negatively affect your... Negatively impact. Late payment may negatively impact your credit score.
You were doing results great, though. It's fine.
I know. I'm sorry. I apologize. Thank you.
Hello.
Sorry. It's funny you would bring up Birkenstocks, Mike. I know that as you deal with kids, as you and I both have, they bring home new slang from school, and it's sometimes hard to figure it out.
Yeah, I was talking with Michael about that over the weekend, about some of his slang.
Well, a teacher posted on TikTok about the way grown-ups speak and the way kids speak, and this is very valid because I know this to be true.
In high school, they don't say, hmm, that's true. They say, facts.
Facts.
In high school, they don't say, wow, she really did a great job. They say, she ate. In high school, they don't say, okay. They say, I bet. In high school, they don't say, wow, Miss Wells, you're wearing sandals today. I can see your feet. Because that's normal. Because I'm wearing sandals. They say, yo, Miss Wells, dogs out is crazy. In high school, they don't say, this activity doesn't make sense to me. I don't understand what we're doing. They say, this is a scam.
I watched this five times.
It's so great.
And I didn't know, yo, dogs out, that's crazy.
Yeah,
I,
that's crazy. Dogs out, that's crazy.
I've heard facts and I've heard bet.
Yeah, Robert
from some
says
of the kids,
them both.
Right?
He says them both, yeah.
And crazy is like high compliment.
Yes.
Dogs out, crazy.
Now, Mike, are you currently happy with your dentist?
I am. I'm in a situation where it's so brief. And I had a cleaning, and I didn't have any problems.
Okay.
And he tried to pitch me on some cosmetic work, and I said, not right now, and he was super cool about it. So, yeah, I do like my dentist.
You like your dentist?
Yes. The same dentist, same family for the past 30 years.
Yeah, and I'm still happy.
You're so lucky.
I'm still happy with Fairfax, but then hard for me to dislike a dentist. I only go every 6 years. So this is one dentist that I would not recommend. This is in Massachusetts, I believe, and they found this dental office, and it's not in like a medical building, Mike. It is in the back of a convenience store, so you can get your teeth cleaned while you're buying Slurpees and root canals.
Wow.
Tonight, Juan Hermida Munoz is in custody, charged with unauthorized practice of medicine and dentistry, accused of running a black market dental office in the back of this Milford convenience store. According to police, the health department went for a routine inspection of the Alternativa convenience store when they discovered this.
We had a couple of our detectives head over there, and there was a pretty significant dental operation going out back.
The owner of the store, Maria Guaman Castro, is also facing conspiracy charges for renting the space. When we went to the store today, an employee said the owner wasn't around but showed us the room has been cleared of all dentistry equipment. Milford's police chief, who spent decades as an EMT, says the man was administering anesthesia and this could have resulted in infections, sepsis, and possibly death.
So don't go to that dentist.
Look, I noticed, and I know bodegas and Mercado Latinos.
Sure.
Yep.
There was a notary public in that back office.
Mm-hmm.
There was a full market in that office.
Sure.
And there's also the fact that somebody opened up a dental hut in that office. Pretty impressive. Somebody's working overtime.
And a lot of good tools.
Yes.
Welcome to 2023, though.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you got people that are barely getting by, and they're going in there and they want to get something fixed. They might be in a tremendous amount of pain. What, are you going to drop the grand to get like a tooth filled now, which is what it costs at these places with no insurance?
It depends if you have a winning lottery ticket from the same place.
I'm sorry, I got it, Evie.
You could use a scratcher with your molar.
Yeah, it also works as a floss.
Yeah.
That's right.
Everybody gets a Twinkie. Isn't that nice?
Mike, this man in Great Britain has a service animal of sorts. He takes this animal with him everywhere he goes. It's not a dog.
Hello.
It's not a cat.
Okay.
It's a turkey. Not too weird.
This is T2, Trouble Version 2, who imprinted on me as a chick.
Aww.
I didn't take a lot of persuading to keeper, to be honest though.
Do you have a failing restaurant?
Exactly.
And she's just become a really big part of my life. Apart from work, she goes everywhere with me. She rides around in the car, goes shopping, so she waits in the car for me and enjoys getting out the car and eating Scotch egg.
Turkeys are dirty animals.
A lot of people. And she's brilliant at breaking down barriers. You speak to people you would never speak to before. Most people were just absolutely amazed.
But a lot we're all God's creatures, right?
I don't know. I'm waiting for him to say her. The turkey is very friendly and rubs against me trousers.
That's it. I sleep with the turkey. It's fantastic.
He's not effing the turkey, you perverts.
If you have a failing restaurant, bring around a live turkey. Your customers will love it. It's a great gimmick.
Don't you want a stainless steel bar?
I want a stainless steel bar. Put the stainless steel laminate on the bar that's going to come unglued 3 months after the show taping.
The restaurant is closed.
You're not doing it properly. Let me go lift weights. Thank you.
All right, Mac, we're going to skip to our final tape, number 7 here. This is a comic. Her name is Sabrina Breyer. And this is so telling. These are people that just can't live in the moment. She's at a football game in a box, beautiful suite, and she just can't grab onto. This is the way people are now because they can't live in the moment.
Amazing. These seats are unreal.
Yeah, I'm so stressed out because I have to get dinner with Kelly this week and I really don't feel like it. Like, I'm seriously dreading it.
How awesome is all this free food?
Yeah, I'm really excited because I might get a cat.
When?
In 3 years.
Wow, the game's actually getting really good.
Wait, let me pull up this trailer for this movie I think we should see this summer. It looks sick.
I love...
We have all been with people like that.
Oh, it's so true. And sweets. The whole time, she's not looking at the field. She's facing in. I love it. Anyway, that's all I got for you today, Mike.
We got to get out of here. We'll be back with a brand new show tomorrow. Mac, thank you for everything today. And we'll see you later, folks. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, this is Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Anything else you can tell me about him?
No. Like I say, he was funny looking. More than most people, even.
Sabrina, don't just stare at it, eat it.